704, welcome into the drive. Remember, you can save money on Shell gasoline. Text the word Dave to 83835 now. Save a quarter off your second fill up and even more when you stack that cash. We'll go to your phone calls in just a second at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. See you guys holding. Want to talk, I would assume, Sacramento Kings. We were talking about the Sports Illustrated grade and what we agreed and disagreed with. Last night, we're going to talk about, yes, we are actually going to
Aren't they the best for, like, the swimsuit issue? And that's
No doubt about it. And listen, that grade, I think, was off in many ways.
You're going to get that. If someone disagrees 100% with the trade of DeMarcus Cousins, that's the only grade they're going to give.
Really? Yeah. I just can't do the... This is normally my MO, my way is this is where I go, ha-ha, screw you, national media. You don't know what you're talking about. The problem is that over the last few years, I think, done that. I know I've done that. A lot of other fans have done that so many times. And you know what? 98% of what the national media has said over the last 5 years has been dead on. I'm not talking about relocation. That they all screwed up. I'm talking about basketball stuff. Like, at what point do you go, okay, well, maybe we're biased. Maybe we're biased a little bit, and yes, some of these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about and could do a little more research, and some of them are a little over the top to get clicks, but Jesus, like...
The only thing that I've ever felt was really inaccurate from the 30,000-foot perspective was that was where DeMarcus didn't get enough criticism, I think.
From that perspective?
Yeah, because other than that, I mean, I think they were mostly dead-on accurate. But it was all of the blame was shifted towards ownership and management. And there was plenty to go around. But
sure.
The big perspective was, hey, like, this guy's just a lost superstar on a worthless team.
I mean, you saw some of that. But you also like that Sports Illustrated article that Kevin Arnovitz did both, I thought, was the best at the 30,000 foot because it killed DeMarcus. But then it also killed ownership, too.
Ownership.
And I think both are liable. Wow, we got a pair of Garys. It's always nice to have a pair of Garys on a Thursday, like the local restaurants. Gary, number one, go ahead. You're on the drive. Gary. Do we have Gary?
Are you actually Gary?
Well, maybe not. I'll put Gary maybe on hold and go to other Gary. Hi, Gary.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to say that it's cliche in sports when you hear GMs talk about wanting to pick up high character guys. But I think the part that makes me so excited about the Kings moving forward is we're now seeing what happens when you do have high character and intelligent players on the floor. It's been a long time since we've had players on the floor that work together, that have a lot of high character and put it out there every single night. And that's the exciting piece. And that's why we're, I remember when the trade took place with DeMarcus Cousins, we were worried about two things. One was, how are we going to score? There were a lot of discussions about how we were going to get the ball into the hoop. And the other one was whether we were going to get pushed around in the paint. And, well, we can see what happened. We had plenty of opportunities to get our scoring in, and our defense, I believe, improved.
Yeah, I think it's crazy because one of the biggest knocks about DeMarcus and his time here is that they couldn't put people around him. And three-point shooting was a big thing, right? You think you have a dominant big man, and the three should be something that is an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really the only shooter that came was Buddy Hield, and he shot the ball well, but... This team, after the All-Star break and after the trade happened, is the best three-point shooting team in the league.
We don't count Langston Galloway or Tyreek Evans in there? A little bit?
Not as a three-point shooter. And Langston, he shot the ball well, but he really only played a very select few games. The difference is they played together. They had quality shooters on this team already. It's just when you're so uber-focused on feeding it through DeMarcus,
yeah,
they took a lot of their talent away by being overly focused on him.
Yeah, I think he's got a tough style to play with.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with his personality. It's the fact that, you're going to get him the ball and he's going to hang out with it for a while. And by the time... If you are able to somehow get two or three rotations of the ball, the shot clock's running down. You got to create right now. There's a real, for lack of a better phrase, like dance monkey dance type of feel to being on the floor with him at the same time. Like, you kind of have to be on call for when he decides you're ready, as opposed mm-hmm. to now, it's just like these dudes are just playing ball with one another.
I've always said this about shooting in the NBA. I don't care if I don't care what team you are and what roster you have compiled. If you move the ball and get multiple passes, change sides of the court, you're going to get an open shot.
Mm-hmm.
And NBA players,
they make open shots. Did you, I mean, kind of get the impression that there was almost, because of DeMarcus's style of play, it puts more pressure on the other guys to
when they touch it,
you better make your shot.
Exactly. And Marco Bellinelli is a perfect mm-hmm. example of that. He had the worst shooting year of his career here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wanted to talk all this trash and all this stuff.
If DeMarcus isn't the guy shooting the ball, you better make
yeah.
it. You better
exactly.
make it.
Is it a catch 22 or more of a chicken and egg, I think is more accurate, to wonder how Scal and Willie, you see their development, to wonder how that would have worked with DeMarcus? Or is it the other part, which is they never would have developed with him here?
I would lean towards that, but it is obviously something we're never going to know the answer to.
Sure.
I don't see how another big man could blossom next to DeMarcus. Again, just because of his style.
Unless he's already blossomed like Anthony Davis,
right.
And we still haven't seen the results of that yet.
Exactly. He has such a unique kind of throwback style that what's the ideal big man to put next to a plotting black hole?
A goalie. Honestly, it's the only big man I've ever thought you could have with DeMarcus would
You're
be a goalie.
You're talking about like a DeAndre Jordan who is really just lobs and dunks and that sort of thing.
Defense clean up,
and
dirty work.
Run the floor because he won't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how much, though, does that really help you to have a guy now that can't stretch the floor? You know, I don't know if you can win with a big man like that
right.
in today's NBA.
3-3-9.
I don't.
Nate, you very well may be right. And I think when you talk about, you know, are we just biased because we're here, we see it, that also can go to the conversation of whether or not you can win with someone like that. Because when you see someone on a daily basis and you see the insane things and the talent and the skill set that he has
yeah.
and the numbers that are just gaudy that he puts up,
yeah.
but the wins don't translate, you can't understand it. And then maybe like when he left, that's when maybe your mind clears a little bit.
I want to get Chris in real quick before we go to break here at 339-1140. Hey, Chris, you're on the drive.
You know, I mean, I don't think that the trade it was a great idea, but the team moving forward, they have to develop the kids they've got now because they can't deal with other teams anymore. There's no name that we can take and make a trade with. And I think they'd be insane to try to sign some big star with the money they've got coming forward. I think that right now what they've got to do is stand pat and develop what they can get and what they've got. And the other side of the trade that no one talks about very much is that they got that pick back that Chicago would have gotten. So it's not like – and, I mean, that was a dumb deal. But that pick is going to be important in terms of what they're able to get in this draft if they can translate into some talent that they've – you know, in the past. The last couple of drafts haven't been that bad. We haven't gotten a star yet, but – a lot of guys develop into stars in this league. Nobody thought Kawhi Leonard was going to be that great when he was
yeah.
drafted.
I think that's a great point that they did get that pick back, and you have to remember that. They basically got three first-round picks out of that with Buddy Hield, the Pelicans pick, and then their pick that they would have retained. By the way, has nobody considered the fact you're talking about the effect this team has had after DeMarcus Cousins left? Has anybody considered the fact that maybe, just maybe, it's because Omri Caspi left? Just saying.
Dave,
hey,
I mean,
easy.
Way
to
really make
that?
Us.
You know
by
what?
The way,
my job.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Now the wheels are turning.
I was friends with Omri Caspi too. Nobody points that out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I hate the season so much. 3 for Madness next, including some shark stuff. That's right, the sharks.
Sharks!
Right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Well, just in case you guys weren't tired of talking about the Kings, did this seem like a tougher Kings season than most, or no?
I've been thinking about this. It did. It seemed like it was tougher, but it wasn't. Like, unlike, we've got a great coach and a great coaching staff. You got two picks, hopefully, in the lottery. First round, top 10. You got Scal Labissiere and Buddy Hield and Willie Cauley-Stein and a future. Like, it seems, I don't think this season was tougher. I think what it is I think for a lot of Kings fans, or at least myself, I think it's just a combination of we're far enough away from saving the team and then having the new arena to look forward to. Like, that luster is gone, and now it's just basketball. And my goodness, like we talked about yesterday, the iPhone wasn't even out the last time the Kings were in the playoffs. So I think it's just a long-term being tired of being tired, and that's why this season was tough.
I just feel that there was more emotional turmoil in this season. I don't think it was harder or easier. I just think that, again, I go back to the marriage or the bad relationship kind of analogy. Like, you've known it's probably bad for a while, but that's what you know. And so when it ends, where you're kind of glad and happy, you're also still very confused and conflicted.
Yeah, I don't know, man. To me, this season was a relief and probably the most satisfying in a long time, because I got a couple of months at the end of it where I could step back and take a deep breath and not really be concerned anymore over the conflict as to who's really at fault and why this team actually stinks. And it's nothing compared to the headache that was last year. So, nah, this season was a piece of cake, man.
Number two.
John Lynch says that the 49ers are looking to trade down in the draft. Is that a smart move?
I don't see why it's a bad move. I mean, it's nice to have the number two pick, but when you're the 49ers and you have a ton of holes, I mean, you had two wins last year. What is one pick going to do for you? If you can get more value and more players that can impact you this season and help you build towards the future, yeah, use that chip and trade it.
To me, it all depends on whether or not you think the Browns are going to select Myles Garrett. If he's there, you keep the number two pick and you draft that guy. If not, go get yourself more picks and fill out your roster.
It's kind of a dumb question, whoever wrote it, because it's incomplete. Like, well,
yeah.
Is it a smart move? Maybe. It's not a smart move if they trade the number two pick for, like, the number 30 and 34 pick. It depends on what John Lynch gets back. Of course they should be looking at moving down. I would rather see them move down, especially in a draft that doesn't have Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota at the top, or Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf at the top. You get what I'm saying, though? They need quantity, I think, more than quality, because they're so bad. And that's also a part of a culture change as well. So, yeah, he should be looking there, but get the right deal. Number three.
I agree.
Yeah. Number three.
Getting you a little help for this one.
Yeah. Hey!
Uh-huh.
That's the hockey sound.
Sharks hockey. The San Jose Sharks came back from two goals down to win in overtime last night in game one of the playoffs. At what point will you become interested in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Nate? Jesus.
Oh, me. I'm busy dancing.
Yeah, you are.
It's the perfect sprinkler song.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
Stop now.
I don't know, man. Let's get through a couple games, and then when there's nothing else on, I'll watch it on the TV.
Nope, I'm there.
You're there. You're about it, huh?
I watched all
60 minutes of hockey action last night.
I watched it during commercial breaks, and I watched most of the overtime. And listen, I couldn't be less of a hockey fan. I don't hate it. I'm just not a hockey fan. I don't try to hide it. But Stanley Cup hockey is the best playoffs, I think.
Yeah, all my things being said, we'll take free tickets.
Right? It's the best. So as long as the Sharks are in the playoffs, guess what? We're going to bandwagon all over it. Screw you.
There's no bandwagoning here. I'm not interested in hockey. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Wow. They're so much tougher than basketball players.
I thought this was America.
I think the only thing that I can get on board with in hockey is the fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I hate the most.
I kind of like it because I was kind of that person. And, I mean, if that were allowed in basketball, I would have maybe been the MVP of all time.
Hey, did you get into many fights?
I did. I did.
Is there any video?
Unconfirmed.
Really?
Unconfirmed.
Hey, Matt, you got that thing. We were talking before the show about how on sports radio and in sports media in general, how we most people try to BS their way through things. Because you have to be an expert on everything, and if you're not, then somehow you're less of a person. We weren't even going to try that. The Sharks are in the playoffs. There are Sharks fans. And
I don't begrudge anyone for being a hockey fan, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to, late in life, turn
No, not late in life. We're talking about late in season. And just for a limited time.
I mean, it's both
opportunity.
For me.
Opportunity. We should have tried to get tickets and gone down to a game or something.
Yeah, I know, but man.
That doesn't interest you.
It's so far.
It's not that far.
It's like 3 hours.
I'm going to become a diehard soccer fan before I become a hockey fan.
Wow. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I actually like soccer. I understand it. Maybe and that's what it is.
Don't look at me, dude.
No, maybe that's what it is. Soccer to me is so much like basketball. Like, I can understand it because I get the gist of it. And I played it.
What if Sacramento had an NHL team? You don't think you'd get into it?
I'd have to.
Yeah. I think you'd get
it. Okay, so I changed my answer. When Sacramento gets an NHL team, I will become a fan.
I would.
There you go.
I would, just like a lot of people be soccer fans when we get an MLS team. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, like, okay, hockey is a lot more fun to watch in person, I think, than on TV.
That's the thing. I've never been, and I can concede that fact.
Here's the other thing, though, about going to a hockey game. It is freezing. It is freezing freaking cold, and that part sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you wear a jacket.
I'm just saying, like, you got to bundle up, be prepared for it.
All right, when we come back,
have some nice Uggs that I never get to wear here in Sacramento.
What we're going to do. We're going to be on the bandwagon, screw it, and then we're going to rely on you guys, the audience. We're not going to do the whole playoff thing. You know, we're not going to play it off, no pun intended. But, hey, we know now all of a sudden we're expert. No, we're not. We're just going to talk about it because, you know, screw it. It's hockey, and it's the Sharks, and they're local, and it's awesome. And it's great playoff action when we get back. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA in general. We have the seeding set up. I want you to hear from Eric Spoelstra. I don't know if you saw his press conference yesterday post-game, but it was sad, man.
Can I open this up to a conversation and suggest something? I know you hate this, but I really want to talk about this whole Joel Embiid thinking that he should get Rookie of the Year thing playing 31
absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely. Of course we can.
Okay.
This is a showocracy. This is not
a
showtatorship.
Someone's put a bee in my bonnet,
yeah?
And I am now worked up.
You're buzzed
with somebody
up.
On the Twitter.
Here's the questions I want you to consider during the break. Number one, Joel Embiid, like what you just said. Whatever she said. Number two. What
but
can
she's
the,
a woman and I don't quite listen, so I only picked up pieces.
What can the league do to get rid of tanking? What can the league do to get rid of this resting thing? Because that seemed like a bigger deal than right now. Which of those two is a bigger deal to you? But before then, help us out. We're going to do NHL education when we get back as well. Matt George has us all set up. He's the teacher. We're the student. Right here on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Ken Korak joining us at 8:05.
He would like to be called Kenneth now.
Oh, is that so? Yeah. Okay, and then Dare Collison joining us at 8:35.
Dare.
I hope his migraine's better. Well, I mean, missed two games for a migraine.
Yeah,
I hope
tough,
he's better.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
All right.
Woo!
We're getting into hockey. So before we get to the other subjects, this is us getting into hockey. Feel free to play along. 339-1140 gets you a pair of tickets. We're not even going to make you work for it. Get you a pair of tickets to go see Jay Moore. Jay Moore at Calusa Casino. That's tomorrow. And by the way, you get $10 of free play and a free buffet.
It's probably like a spin on the roulette wheel.
Make I feel like happen. I've had a free buffet for 6 months now. I need to go on a serious stop shoving food in your mouth phase, Katie.
No comment. Right. Not going to say anything. Not my first rodeo.
You've had the hunger a little longer than that.
Do I look fat, Dave?
I think you look just great. Matt, name one.
All right. Name
Wait,
number
who's going
one, guys.
Here?
You know what? Here's that's a great question, Nate. Let's figure this out on the air.
What are we doing?
We're doing the spelling bee.
Oh no,
hockey spelling bee.
We'll go in a rotation, and here's the thing: if somebody gets it wrong, the other person.
I'm just going to go on record before we start this and say, even if this were a non-hockey name spelling bee, I would still be bad. So there we go.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Setting the bar high, folks.
UCSB, everybody.
Hey.
Scholar athletes.
Home of the Gauchos.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
I know how to use spell check.
All of these players are on one of the rosters of the teams in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So, first name and last name?
Yes, first name and last name.
Okay.
All right. The first one. Are we starting with you, Dave?
Sure, why not?
We'll start with a San Jose Shark, Mr. Thomas Hertl.
Oh. See, it's the ones that should be obvious.
Okay, so this is hockey, and there's a lot of foreign people in hockey. So I'm going to start with T-O-M-A-S and then move on to Hurdle. Now, I guarantee it's not H-U-R-D-L-E. There's no way it's normal
Hurdle.
It's like H-E-R-T-L or something. No, both. Both.
You got it right.
Both.
Nailed it.
And the first and last name. Oh, my God. I'm the smartest person in the world. That's it. I'm done.
Damn.
That is it.
Where am I going to go with
this? Wow.
Shucks.
I figured I'd get one of those wrong.
Yeah, and so did I.
All right.
Okay.
That's all right. Number two.
You got an
this
easy
one's
one.
A little bit easier for you, Katie, from the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, because I'm a girl?
No. From the Edmonton Oilers, Oscar Klettbom.
Can I have that used in a sentence, please?
Oscar Klettbom scored a goal.
You can't spell Oscar Klettbom. Klettbom?
Klettbom.
Klettbom. Klettbom.
Sounds I have
dirty.
No idea if that's pronounced correctly.
What? What? Yeah, seriously, thanks for that.
I'm pronouncing based off the spelling. That
okay.
should help you.
What country of origin?
Canada.
Oh, nice. Lord.
I don't
that
know.
Doesn't help. Oscar, O-S-C-A-R. Okay.
Wow, okay. No K in there.
Klettbom. C-L-E-T-B-O-M. Final answer.
Nate, you still get yours, but you can try to steal. She got Oscar right. Klettbom.
I'm struggling with that. I think it's got a K-L-E.
I think it's a
yeah.
K.
I'm struggling whether it's a T or a P, but let's go with T.
Uh-huh.
B-A-U-M.
Ooh, that's what I would have said.
So close. K-L-E-T-B-O-M.
O-M.
So I had it right, except for I chose the C instead of the K.
Oh, Katie.
It was the hybrid.
Yeah, it was.
I think your name, Katie.
Damn. Yeah, right?
All right. Number
Lots
three.
Lots of people spell Katie this. With a C. Yeah.
I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Well, I think Katie, I think C.
From...
Yeah. I think anyway. Dave, I think D.
From the Boston Bruins.
Damn it.
Tuukka.
Tuukka?
It's Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
Is this a Samoan?
Oh no.
God, yes.
No
yes.
Hockey player?
It's a famous Samoan hockey player,
also
Tuukka
plays
Rask.
Rugby.
Is it T-U-U-K-A-R-A-A-S-K? Damn.
Okay, I think he got the Rask part right. R A A S K. I'm gonna say T U K A. Damn it!
Was it the double U that was right?
T U K K A.
Damn it!
R A S K.
Oh, just R A S K.
Damn.
Ah, I was with you on the double A.
All right.
Rask.
Moving on to the next one.
That's a great name, Tuukka Rask.
From the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Sounds like a European, like one of the stands, like Afghanistan, Kurdistan, and Tuukka Rask.
Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
Tuukka
Rask. Who is this now, Matt?
From the Pittsburgh Penguins, Patrick Hornquist.
Patrick Hornquist or Hornquist?
Hornquist.
Hornquist.
Why do you give him the easy one?
No. Because here's the thing. Is it Patrick with a CK or Patrick with a C? Or is it Patrick with a K?
There's a Q in there somewhere.
Right, it's probably I Q U E. I'm gonna go P A T R I C K. What was the last or not?
Hornquist.
Hornquist. H O R N Q U I S T. Dad, damn it!
Thank God.
Which would did I get either last or first name right?
Katie, go for the steal.
Patrick, P A T R I C. I'm gonna go with the K too. Hornquist. H O R N. Q-U-E-S-T?
Hornquest. In World of Warcraft, coming soon.
Been on that Hornquest
for a long time.
Been on it for
there
a while,
There was no
man.
K in Patrick. He spelled the last name right, but there's no
Damn
K
it.
In Patrick. It's a C.
Who spelled the last name right? Dave or K?
Dave.
Yeah, Hornquest, but the Patrick with a C. It should be pronounced Patrick.
Coming in for the next name for the San Jose Sharks, Katie, Mr.
Okay.
Jonas Donskoy.
Oh,
Jonas? J-O-N-A-S.
You know
last
that.
Name, please.
She knows it because of the Jonas
Donskoy.
Donskoy? Oh, my God. D-O-N. Did you say Donskoy?
Donskoy.
Yeah, he used to host the match game.
S-K-W-A-Y.
Whoa.
But Donskoy?
Skoy.
Donskoy?
Hey, please steal.
J-O-O-N-A-S-D-O-N-S-K-O-I.
Get out of here.
Nailed it.
That's an impossible name to
spell. You're such a tool, man.
I would have never gotten Jonas, and I would have never gotten...
What? I think it's Jonas as well, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that would help.
Donskoy? Yeah,
if I had said Jonas, you would have said Y-O-N.
No. Oh, really?
Because that's what I would have said.
So now he's calling me stupid.
You wouldn't have gotten Donskoy.
I wouldn't have gotten Donskoy.
My pronunciation should have helped you people.
I probably should have. Donskoy.
Donskoy.
All right. Here we go. Who's it next?
This is Nate still. He stole.
I don't like you.
Didn't he steal Katie's?
Yeah, yes. I did.
Yeah. So he
Oh, yeah, he did.
He
okay, cool. Here we go.
A chance to double up here. How many do you have correct at this point?
I don't know. Not that many.
No, Dave has one. Nate has one, I think.
Yes. And anyway. Katie's trying her best.
From the St. Louis Blues, Mr. Nail Yakupov.
Nail?
It's Nile. but now I know how to spell it.
Damn.
The Nile. It's not just a river in Egypt.
N-A-I-L.
Nope.
Really?
No, it is
right. really?
Nail.
Nail.
Y-A-K-U-P-O-V.
Wow.
Yes. I hate this guy.
Nate is good. Nate is good. Yeah. I feel like Nate knows these two, which I don't. It's not a bad thing.
Well, that's a name I knew just because it's a weird name and I've heard it before.
There's no way you got Jonas Donskoy right without having seen it before.
Yeah, I've definitely
which is,
seen that.
Like, that's my only chance is yes. That's it. Nate's smarter at this.
All right, Dave, from the San Jose Sharks, Logan Couture.
Oh, man. L-O-G-A-N-C-O-U-T-U-R-E. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on.
Wait, what was that one?
Logan Couture.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Yeah. And the only, hey, by the way, I'll tell you my thought process on that. It's not because I know Logan Couture, although I've heard of him.
You know how to spell Couture?
From Randy Couture, the UFC
fighter.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about the, you know.
And then Logan from
your fashion
The new, no, what, Juicy Couture? No, yeah. I know it from Randy Couture. And then Logan, it's just from that new, the guy with the claws movie. The X-Men.
Yeah, how much longer do I have to suffer through losing? Because I don't do losing.
Here we go.
This is your last one.
From the San... No, it is?
Well,
yes.
I mean, because we got to, you know...
Okay, anyway. Oh, dang, I have a really good one, too. But anyway, from the San Jose Sharks,
Brandon Dillon.
Oh, Brandon Dillon. Come on, that's easy.
Better get this one right.
I'm not going to. B-R-A-D-O-N, Brandon.
B-R-A-D-O-N.
Wait, hold on.
Let's start
I'm
over.
I'm visual. I have to write... B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to write them out as you see. Dillon. I'm conflicted as if there's a Y or an I in here.
Oh, like if it's, yeah.
If it's D-I-L-L-A-N or D-Y-L-A-N. Because you can spell Dylan that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Dylan's usually
D-Y-L-A-N. D-Y-L-A-N.
Come on.
I'm wrong, right?
Come on, Katie. Oh!
H!
I'm risking humiliation here, but I think it's Brendan Dillon. B-R-E-N-D-A-N-D-I-L-L-O-N. Damn it. Is it Brandon?
Oh, I can steal. B-R-E-N-D-A-N-D-Y-L-A-N.
Jeez, you guys.
It is Brendan. B-R-E-N.
Is it D-I-L-L-I-O-N?
D-I-L-L-O-N.
That's what I said.
D-I-L-L-O-N? Wait. Say that again.
B-R-E-N-D-E-N.
Oh, you said, yeah.
Damn it.
Why did you call him Brandon?
I said Brendan.
I heard Brandon. Gotta be honest.
Let's go to tape.
I heard Brandon. That's fine.
I'll get it to you in 15 minutes. Okay. For a million points to steal, whoever wants to take a shot at it, from the Boston Bruins, Jakob Forsbacka Carlson.
Okay, we're done with this game. Jakob.
Wait, what?
Jakob.
Let's start one name at a time. J-A-K-U-B.
Nope.
Damn. All right, I'm out.
What's the name again?
Jakob Forsbacka Carlson.
I'm not
okay, Jakob. Wait, how did you spell it, Nate?
J-A-K-U-B.
Okay, J-A-K-O-B.
It's probably Jacob, but I'm mispronouncing it to give you a chance.
Oh, so J-A-C-O-B?
Jakob.
It's J-A-K-O-B.
Yes.
And then what's the next one?
Forsbacka?
Is that like Chobacka?
Like Chobacka?
F-O-R... S-B-A-C-A. And what's the last part?
Carlson.
Oh, C-A-R-R-L-S-O-N.
I'd rather be cleaning the toilets in the bathroom right now than doing that.
C-A-R-L-S-S-O-N?
K-A-R-L-S-S-O-N.
Krzyzewski. What is it?
Jakob, J-A-K-O-B.
Got that.
Forsbacka, F-O-R-S-B-A-C-K-A.
Well, duh.
Carlson, K-A-R-L-S-S-O-N.
Ah, two S's.
It's because he's Carl's son.
Yes, we've gone over those rules before, have we not? That's it. He's an Icelander.
Gosh.
He is an Icelander.
Great work, everybody.
What's your dad's name, Katie? His first name?
Randall.
Randall, right? Right? So then she'd be, Katie Randall's dotier if she was in Iceland. And then what's your dad's name, Nate? I love playing this game.
Gene.
So Nate would be Nathan Jeanson.
Well,
that's actually a pretty cool name.
Boom.
I would be what would I be? I would be I'd be David Jackson. That's awesome. That's a great name.
Yeah.
Better than the one you got.
Reggie Cleveland All-Star.
The two that we didn't get to.
Yes.
The two that we didn't get to were Pavel Buchnevich.
I know, P-A-V-E-L.
And then Jay Baumeister.
Oh, Baumeister.
Oh, can I try that? B-A-U-M-E-I-S-T-E-R?
No. No, it's something really terrible. It's no, seriously, it's like B-E-E-U-W-M-E-I-S-T-E-R.
Not even close.
No?
Really?
What is it?
B-O-U-W-M-E-E-S-T-E-R.
Okay. That's close.
I would like to thank the guy on the text line for saying that it would be easier for me to spell kitchen utensils.
Oh, hey.
Well, what, like fork or spoon?
Yeah.
Or like literally utensils.
Yeah, all right. Here's one for you,
Katie. I'll spell them when he learns how to use them.
How about apron, Katie?
Oh, and clean them.
Spell sous vide.
Paprika.
Paprika, right? Oh, that was mean-spirited, Katie. Just because you're tall, he thinks you know how to work in the kitchen. Marshawn Lynch started the reinstatement process.
People wondering how long her feet are.
He is apparently, according to Pro Football Talk, told the Raiders that he's ready to end his retirement in order to return to the NFL to play for Oakland. He's reportedly ready to let the NFL know he's – how many times are we going to say ready in this article, guys? He's reportedly ready to let the NFL know he's ready to return as well. Ed Werder reports that Lynch has started the reinstatement process in hopes of joining the Oakland Raiders. There was a report this week that Lynch could also look to latch on with the Patriots if things didn't work out with the Raiders. And Ed Werder also adds that Lynch could team with Richard Sherman if the cornerback is also traded.
All right.
Katie, I have one for you. It's from the text line.
Okay.
Scal Labissiere.
Oh, S-K-A-L.
Hold on, let me, because I don't know it. All right, go ahead.
L-A-B, because I know how to spell it. I am
so
visual.
So spell it for crying out loud.
Hold on, I have to write it down.
Hey.
L-A-B-I-S.
Forsbacka.
Gosh, I type
this
all the time.
There's another S.
I know you do.
E-R-E.
Hey, don't get off your computer. You can use your notepad. You can't use your computer.
I'm not. I'm opening up my Twitter just so I can type it. There you go.
Okay, go.
Labissiere.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah. And I watched
I can
her.
Also spell Papayannis. You want that?
I would love for you. No.
Here's his name.
Hold on.
G-I-A-N-N-I-S-P-A-P-A-I. Papayannis. Right there. P-A-P-A-I-G-A-N-N-I.
Start with his first name.
G-E-O-R-G-I-O-S,
uh-huh.
Yorgos,
uh-huh.
Papayannis is P-A-P-A-I-G-A-N-N-I-S.
Almost.
I got it right.
No, you didn't. You I spelled it Papa. You flipped the I and the G.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Papa G. Okay.
Papayannis?
I got it.
Papayannis?
P-A-P-A-G-I-A-N-N-I-S.
Yes, that is correct. Sorry. Yes, that is 100%
Papa Giannis, because that's every time I do it, I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Photosynthesis.
Oh, that P-H-O-T-O-S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
I don't know. I don't
100%.
Who? It's P-H-O-T-O-S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
Spell chrysanthemum.
Little known fact about the little elementary school that I went through, 2 through 6th grade. We could only do, I mean, because there was like 40 kids in the school, like K through 6th grade, so our teacher, there was two teachers, could only teach one level of science. So for like 3 years, I took sixth grade science, and I have photosynthesis down to it.
What is your favorite part of science, the Old or New Testament?
C-H-R-Y-S-A-N-T-H-E-M-U-M. She just choked. I used to know the longest word in the this is one of those times where we did a bit, and then there's like an extra minute in between the bit and when we have to go to break. So we can't start a new bit. So we're just killing time right now, right in our prime time.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it still is, but do you guys know, at least once upon a time, what the longest word in the English language was?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
That is correct. At one point, anti-disestablishmentarianism was.
Katie.
I think still is right now the longest word in the English
language.
That's a Mary Poppins. No.
That's a word, yo.
It's pneumo-ultramicroscopic silicovolcanic coniosis, which is like a strain on a cold or something.
What did you just call me?
Yeah, right? Dump that. I have no idea.
Watch your mouth when you talk to me like that. And how do we even know if you're saying it correctly?
I probably am not, because I don't say a lot correctly.
It sounded good.
Pneumo-ultramicroscopic silicon volcanic coniosis.
See?
Sounds right.
That's what the song should have been from Mary Poppins.
It sounds right. So there's that. Here we go. Here's what we'll do. We've got a couple minutes. I wanted to get to this, because I wanted to talk about resting, what the league can do to get rid of tanking, and how the end of this season just sucked when it came to all that stuff. Here's Eric Spoelstra after last night's game. Mm. Important to understand, give me my computer back there, Matt, that he sits down and there's like a good, 20-second pause between the time he sits down and he actually, like, Eric Spoelstra was not happy at all after the game yesterday. He sits down. Yeah, I can't. Anyways, Eric Spoelstra is very sad. He's very sad.
Hey, guys.
Bless you, Nate.
God. Wow, bless you.
And Nate is apparently Nate is apparently allergic to Eric Spoelstra.
That I just, I'm supposed to flick it.
You know
flick it on, flick it off.
You know the Kings. The Heat were 30-11 after the break. That's the best record in the history of the NBA after the break to not make the playoffs.
30-11, second and a half. After the break, because there's only 26 games
second
after
half,
the break.
Second half. In the second, you know, after the halfway point of 41, 30-11 is the best record in NBA history to not make the playoffs.
You know, they're,
he's heartbroken.
What was
he's
it
never
like
felt this way about a team before.
Right.
Never felt this
he's
way.
He's very sad. Guys, yes. Katie, we're getting requests from people that want you to spell things.
No. Tell them to go to hell.
There's like 50 here. Will you do one?
Okay, what?
It's two words, actually.
Oh, Lord.
Spell Penn Island.
Two words.
It's two words.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. It's one.
Seriously.
You don't know how to spell island?
I do.
Spell it.
P-E-N, Penn, Island, I-S-L-A-N-D. Why is this a joke?
We'll take a break.
I'm not a complete moron. If I don't know hockey names, pardon me.
Did you write it down?
No.
Write it down.
Maybe you should.
We'll take a break. When we come back,
oh,
Ken
Lord.
Korak is next.
Oh,
right here on the
Lord.
Drive.
Oh, no!
Dummy.
Okay, Nate, we are officially going to fight.
Me?
Yeah.
How'd you not see that coming?
The stupidest show in the world. Oh, take it away.
I'm literally on like 2 hours of sleep. I don't see anything coming.
Penn Island.